And this is CPR News. I'm Haley May. With the government shutdown, visitors to Colorado's national parks are finding some changes. Elizabeth Kriebel has been camping in Great Sand Dunes National Park since Sunday, but when she arrived at the visitor center Wednesday, it was closed.
Yeah, so we've had a good amount of time in the park. Luckily, we were able to visit the visitor center and all of that good stuff, but we're hoping to come back here today and grab some souvenirs and get our passport stamp and things like that.
Meanwhile, another ramification of the federal government shutdown is employees no longer getting paid. That includes the TSA agents at DIA who are expected to come to work. Denverite's Kiara Damari reports the airport can't guarantee the shutdown won't affect staffing at one of the world's busiest airports.
TSA and air traffic controllers won't be getting paid until the government is up and running again. The last government shutdown lasted 35 days during the 2018-2019 holidays. During that time, the number of TSA employees calling out sick jumped 172%. TSA said this didn't necessarily affect wait times, but DIA still suggests people arrive 2 hours before their set boarding time. I'm Kiara Damari, Denver 8.
And in local politics, Republicans in El Paso County did not follow state law as they tried to fill a vacant House seat. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
The Secretary of State's office said the GOP-led vacancy committee held the election to fill the empty seat less than 10 days after the former House minority leader resigned. State law requires 10 days' notice before a vacancy election. The state is asking El Paso County Republicans to redo the vacancy election. Republicans are in charge of the process of filling the seat of former Republican leader Rose Puglisi. She resigned last month. A quarter of the current legislature was initially appointed through a vacancy committee. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Across the Front Range, you can dress lighter today. Sunglasses, short sleeves may be a layer for tonight when it dips into the 50s. You are listening to Morning Edition on CPR News.